wanted to, because now everybody is shell shocked and they have trauma. We've been having traumatic nights always. I want to get away from it a lot. I tried to get away from it, but you can't. That's what they taught me. The streets didn't teach me that thug life can never die. The world taught me that. I thought I could retire and move on. When I moved on to the so-called real world, the civilized world, these motherfuckers is worse than the niggas in the street.
This is just the basics, I feed it with attitude. Welcome to the matrix, the option is red or blue. I've been trying to make it to change up my latitude, but I don't think it matters, cause takers is trying to kill us. They play us like a game while they sit on top of they pillars. I chose to make a change cause I'm nothing but a gorilla. Bitch, I'm going realer than any rapper you feel her. Cause I'm 100 proof and I'm soaking all in your liver. If you sipping Jola, you feel the truth bubble quicker. Can't keep a 9 to 5 cause my mind is all in the sky. Ain't talking, getting high, I'm just praying please to my God. Cause governments just keep us in corners until we die. Secret people keeping their secrets and telling lies. Illusions feel so potent, I see right through when I'm smoking. My brother's in the prison while mama's raising the children. They ain't got no future, they growing up just to kill them. I'm talking about the system, it's twisted with many victims. Your innocence is guilty, so I'm rapping with a message. But you don't get the profit, cause you probably revenue and that shit don't ever work for Broderick. I'm just trying to figure out where they get the logic. And I'm just trying to figure out how we all can dodge it. Cause I've been hitting avenues trying to get it popping. I'm pissed off cause they don't ever wanna put the dot in.
Got in, we got to put the dot in. You sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, don't let this world guide you. You sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. We got to put the God in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in. Don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in.
I hope that I'm not coming, I'm too radical. Cause when I go in for the Father, I'm the antidote. All I do is hold it down for the standard tone. Cause I was born like 15 miles right from the Alamo. If I didn't have the truth, then I'd be at a hoe. Man, I love it when Kiana tell me that it goes. I need to bring the Fetty home. Man, I swear that I was born to this piano tone. Guess I was made for this, so I'm gonna let this planet know. Man, I swear that this the realest that I ever wrote. I ain't stopping till I'm selling out the venue.
This be Jola, baby.
I would stop, but then he told me to continue.
I'm with Jehovah,
I'm thanking God for every day that he gives me to be a man and putting me in positions to execute all his plans. I'm independent and giving it everything that I have. D in the math, you better sit down and add.
Got in, we got to put the God in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. Got in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. Got in, we got to put the God in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. Got in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in.
All right.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, May the 22nd of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very powerful show, very powerful topic for you today. Today is one of these shows that is the culmination of 25 hours. There's a lot of information that's going to be wrapped up in one message. Today we're talking about how to think like the big G, how to think like God, how to think like a God. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you are God. I'm going to tell you that you are an expression of God. I am going to sit here and tell you exactly what God tells you. And God says that he has given you, he has placed inside of you a spark or a piece or a measure. So you have this spark, you have this piece, you have this measure hidden inside of earthen vessels. What is this spark? What is this piece? What is this measure? Christ, the Christ inside of you, the hope of glory. So my brothers and my sisters, you need to understand you are a spiritual being. As such, you are in a spiritual war. But many of us do not know that we are in a spiritual war, or we don't know how to fight as spiritual warriors. So today I need you to understand how to fight the spiritual war. How to fight like God. How to think like God. How to feel like God. How to manifest like God. In this eon, in this age, you must understand that you are a spiritual light being that has possession over a mind, a will, a emotion, an imagination, and an intellect. And you must use this soul to control this body. You are a spirit that has possession of a soul that is manifesting itself through a body. You are a biological, electrical, chemical being. You must use your biology to control your electricity to manifest itself through your chemistry. So how do we oscillate or vibrate in this essence that we are in this world that we are in? How do we oscillate, or how do we fight spiritually? See, none of us, or many of us, I should say, have not been taught the step-by-step process by which we are to engage in spiritual warfare. So the Bible tells us that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. So we have weapons, but these weapons, again, are not carnal. So many of us do not know how to think or to fight or to act or to feel or to manifest like God. So I've been talking for 24 hours. This is the 25th hour about how to do that. How on this dimension do we operate, or do we pull, or do we access information from another dimension and bring it into this dimension so that way we can walk in the spirit, so that way we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh? See, most of us have this backwards. Most of us are walking in the flesh, but we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. But yet we are trying to engage in a spiritual war using fleshly tools. I watched a movie the other day that reminded me very succinctly of something that I taught my children, especially the two children that have or had epilepsy. So two of my children had severe epilepsy, and the word epi, and then the word espy, or epilespy, it means a hostile takeover of the soul. It's a spiritual war. So my children, I had to teach them what I'm teaching you right now. So I learned this from myself because I, as you know, suffered from severe mental issues. You could call them, as I was medically diagnosed with bipolar disorder, arrested development disorder, schizophrenia, and ADHD, or what I call ADD. Now, all I knew is that medication was not an option for me. So as a young whippersnapper growing up, I had to figure out a way to control my energy, because my energy was my inner G. My energy is my inner chi. So my inner chi was being manipulated. Now, you know my life story, so I don't have to bore you with that again, but that happened to me basically from being raised in a cult. Most people, very few people, understand what I've been talking about during this 24 hours. This is the 25th hour of the Hidden Science series. So most people think that this world that we live in is a good world, and it was made by the big G. Most don't understand who Samael, Yabato, Sabato, Beelzebub, and all of the other host of names that he, she, it goes by. And the Bible tells us that the whole world has been deceived. There is none righteous, no, not one. So we don't understand the air that we are breathing is a manipulation of or by the prince of the air, and that's why the air is called the luminescence ether. That's why you have a lumiferance gene in your body. That's why I broke down why you have phosphate holding your DNA together that have a hydrogen bond in the middle. That's why I talk about hydra and hydro. That's why I break down the chemical or the mystery of the gospel, the mist story, the water story. And that's why we talked about in the previous series the metaphysics of Lucifer and Lucifer, because most people don't understand the golden rule, the golden means, and the golden ratio. So many people are confused, swindled, fused, coming together. And if you are controlled from this confusion, that means that you are swindled, troll, large, clumsy demon. And this demon is a genius or a genus or a genesis. And without this over, under, and understanding, then you don't know how to fight the little g with the big G mentality. The big G's mentality, because you think the little g is the big G. Because you think that the God of this world is actually the God of the universe. Because again, he wanted to sit on the sides of the north. He wants to be like the Most High. He wants to usurp the plan. And so he was the anointed cherub that covered. And so he has again done what is called enumeration, which means skion or skios, which is what my name in Hebrew means. Skion means interceptor of the light. And if you don't understand how the light has been intercepted, then my brother, then my sister, everything that I'm revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying to you today doesn't make sense. And the sad part about today, today's message, and all messages that I've been sharing, is that they are very difficult for the average Joe to wrap their brain around. So I taught my children how to fight spiritually in a physical world. And so this is mental or spiritual warfare. So my two children, like me, who had epilepsy, I taught them mind control. I taught them exactly what it says in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. So first I learned how to think like God myself. Then I learned how to feel like God myself. Then I learned how to manifest like God myself. And once I learned how effective this was, it changed my entire life. So since the age of 8, I've been fighting and I've been thinking and I've been manifesting this way. And so I've been explaining this. And so once again, I will be repeating the process like I've just said. And so if you understood what I just said, then you know that this works. Now, you may not personally know that it works, but you know because it resonates with your spirit. Since most people are not spiritually connected or authentic, then they second guess themselves like I did. So like I started off today's show talking about, that movie was very profound because in that movie, it broke down exactly what I'm telling you today. So again, when I watched the movie, you know, Dead Awakening, it was very powerful because I couldn't believe that they was putting down the process in the movie that I've been doing my entire life. And this is how God fights. Now, there was a war in heaven. There's an ancient text that talks about the wars in heaven. And in this ancient text that talks about the wars in heaven, what took place was what I called a mental war, which is what we call a spiritual war. So the way that my son defeated his seizures, when all the medications, we had specialists who came in from the Mayo Clinic from New York. This was, man, 25 years ago when my son was a little kid. And when all of the medical stuff failed, I set my son down and I gave him this scripture, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Because when I was a little kid, I found that scripture when I was a little kid, and it worked for me. I used to have night paralysis very, very bad. I'm talking about severe. And in this movie, Dead Awake, this movie talked about, again, night paralysis and what it is on a spiritual level. So I was awake physically, but I could not move. something was sitting on my chest, if you want to use that term. And so I had to figure out how to fight to get my body back, because my brain, my mind was intact, but my body was disconnected. So as a little kid, I was unknowingly empowering the demonic realm with fear, doubt, and unbelief. So the first thing that you must do in order to fight like God, in order to think like God, in order to feel like God, in order to manifest like God, is you have to understand that God has not given us a spirit of fear. And so I taught my oldest son, who's in his early 30s now, I taught my baby, who's right now is a junior in high school, who is fighting for her life, because there is some entity or some energy that is trying to hostily take her physicality. And so every time she has a seizure, I tell my daughter what to do. And every year that goes by, just like my son, the seizures lose their power or their control. The war never stops. To this day, my son tells me, "Dad, I can tell, I can feel it, I can sense it now." So now I start early. And my son hasn't had a seizure in 20 plus years. Bipolar disorder has no power over me. My arrested development disorder has no power over me. I have a book that talks about it, that explains it in vivid detail. It's called The Ego's Workflow Management Tool, where I explain to other people who suffer from ADHD, who what I call EDHD, because I understand it's deeper than attention. It has to do with an entity. And I explain how to fight these entities mentally or spiritually, exactly like it said in the movie that I watched last night. And exactly like I talked about in the movie that I watched in a CBS miniseries that I've been talking about during this series, Threshold, that was done in 2005. And I've been saying that ever since. This is how you fight. This is how you think. And since you don't understand that way, if you have a money problem, this is what you do. If you have a health problem, this is what you do. If you have a wisdom problem, this is what you do. If you have a relationship problem, this is what you do. But unfortunately, most people cannot grasp the depth of what I am saying. And so they go out and they don't understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. Good old-fashioned discipline. God, good old-fashioned discipline, overrides all of this bottom-dwelling, what I call bottom feeders, gold, oil, and diamonds. Good old-fashioned discipline overrides gold, oil, and diamonds, or gold, opium, and diamonds. So God to the Luciferians means gold, opium, and diamonds. That is their God. My God is good, old-fashioned discipline. In this movie, it talked about one word at the end of the movie, and I don't want to mess the movie up for you because I would like for you to watch it. If you can, this movie was about sleep paralysis. That's how the devil manifests himself. That's how the entities, and it's really not an entity. It is an imaginary demon that you create, because the only way that it works is if you got fear. But the fear is instituted. The fear is implanted. The fear is placed inside of your heart, usually when you are a child, because you don't really understand. And it just could come in a form of a simple ghost and goblin movie. And you watch a movie, or a family member playing jokes on you, or somebody is teasing you, or somebody is doing something to you. But it all starts with fear, doubt, and unbelief. Because the scripture says that God has not given us a spirit of fear. So if God did not give us a spirit of fear, where does it come from? Now, I've been talking about this for 25 hours, so this is the 25th hour. So hopefully you've been following along in the series and you understand the science behind fear. Fear is a frequency. It is a wave. It's a vibration. Fear activates the amygdala and the hypothalamus. Fear activates tunnel vision. There is a frequency of fear. Fear disconnects you from reason and logic, from God. Good old-fashioned discipline. So fear connects you with gold, opium, and diamonds. Fear connects you with the world, and it disconnects you with God. So you start to fight with the world's weapons. But God says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So if the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, then what are they? If they're not carnal, then that means the opposite of carnal is what we should be doing. That's what I taught my children. That's what I taught myself. So my children who had epilepsy learned how to fight it based upon what I shared with them about the disease. Because the word, again, a disease means dis-ease. It means uneasiness. So it means disharmony. And so, again, it means a disturbance. Now, remember, we talked about what a thought is. A thought is a wave. A wave is a disturbance in the medium. Now, let me say that again, because thoughts are not your friend. Thoughts come from thought. Now, remember, everything on this earth is a manipulation of everything in heaven. So the earth is a counterfeit version of an original. So as I talked about with the light, there's P-H-O-S light. That's false. And then there's P-H-A-O-S light. That is real. And so what the Cosmogrator has done is the greatest con job in the history of histories of histories. If I was a criminal, I could not have thought of this myself. So Lucifer has created heaven on earth, but he created it in mass or matter. So he dumbed down, he reverse engineered E equals MC squared. So if you can wrap your brain around this, this would transform your life forever. So according to Einstein's theory of relativity, E, energy and entity, equals mass or matter slowed down times the speed of light twice. So if you reverse engineer that, that's how you get back to being energy or an entity or back to your prior existence with the Father. So matter is dumbed down light. That's why melanin, again, according to all of the conscious black community, melanin, again, is nothing but sunlight, captured light. But they don't really understand because they think that that is a gift. And it is a gift if you want to stay in Lucifer's world. Because remember, Lucifer is a world of carbon. He's the world of mass. He's the world of matter. He's the world of time. But the Bible says, be still. It didn't say nothing about vibrating or making waves. So the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Lucifer says, vibrate, create a disturbance. When you drop a pebble in a pond, I would like for you to try the experiment at home. Get a bucket of water, as I talked about on the previous show. Drop a piece of ice in that water. It creates a ripple. It creates a wave. A wave, which is what a thought is what I'm doing right now. I'm creating waves in the ether. But it's luminescence ether. It's Lucifer's ether. Everything on this earth is what is called in the ancient text a magical sigil. The caduceus is a magical sigil. The Ouroboros is a magical sigil. The infinity sign is a magical sigil. A magical sigil means a magnetic sigil. Magic means magnetic. Look at the word magnetic. It means magic. Net for ticks. A tick is a blood-sucking animal. A net is something that's used to capture beings. And magnetic, magic, is how it works. So you live in a magnetic world. That's why the earth has gravity to hold you on this or to capture you in this net. That's why we live on a planned net, a planet. The word planet means plan or plane or flat net to capture light beings. You are light. you're held together by false faith, which is fire or false Horus or phosphorus. That's why you have two pillars of phosphorus that holds together your DNA. That's why you have the Ouroboros. There is a sign in the ancient text that is the egg of light that is surrounded by a snake. Now, Brother Zen Garcia, John the Baptist, Brother Jonathan Cleck, a lot of brothers talks about the feathered serpent and the age. They break a lot of this stuff down. I've had Brother Zen Garcia on my show. I've been on his show. We understand, without me going into a lot of the ancient texts that he has, I know this intuitively. He knows this from studying ancient texts. When you look at the histones that I talked about in the Bible, in my book, The Biological Proof of Lucifer, in my book, Christened, in my book, The Biology of the Temple, there is a snake wrapped around your DNA all through the Bible. It's called a histone. You can go to Google and type it in right now. Click on images, and it pulls up exactly what I'm expressing, exposing, and expanding to you. So histone means frequency, wave, or vibration. It's a disturbance. So you got to fight that. How do you fight it? You have to fight it like God. How does God fight? Well, God fights like this. The same way I learned how to fight, the same way I taught my children how to fight, the same way I'm recommending that you learn how to fight, because if you don't fight like this, you don't got a snowball's chance, and beep, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for pulling down of the strongholds. Now, the stronghold means a mental disposition. It means thought. It means thought. It means the Houthi. It means the green ones. Contrary to popular belief, it's talking about those who from heaven, who came down to earth, and you worship them as God. This is all Satan or serpentine worship. This is the serpent masses. That's why, again, there was a serpent on a bronze pole. That's why there's a serpent in the Caduceus. That's why there's a serpent in everything. The serpent is everywhere on this earth because the serpent is the god of this earth, contrary to popular belief. So you got to fight the serpent. But how do you fight the serpent? Well, you got to fight the serpent with an anti-serpent. Now, this is difficult to understand unless you watch Hollywood movies. The movie Dead Awakening or Dead Awake talked about what I experienced and how I learned how to fight sleep paralysis. So every night I would go to sleep and I would wake up and I could not move. And I was losing my breath and I started to panic. And then the first thing I started doing after about a year of doing it, as a little kid, I just started calling upon the name of Jesus because I didn't know what else to do. And then that broke it, but it didn't remove it. And then I realized that, hey, if I start using that name stopped me or stopped that entity from trying to stuff out my life. Because something was suffocating me, or I felt paralysis, I could not move. So like in the movie, that's what I did when I was 8, 9 years old as a kid. And what I've taught my children before they would have a seizure. And my son been doing this ever since, and my son is in his 30s now. He still does it. Now and I'm teaching my youngest daughter to do it, and it works for her. So the devil instills fear, doubt, and unbelief. First of all, nothing can happen to you. No power can affect you. No demon, imaginary or real, can ever exist unless you feed them. Your fear is their oxygen. The same way a scuba diver has to have an oxygen tank to exist on this planet, demons have to have oxygen to live in this dimension. And they get it from your emotion. You must be emotional in order for demons to hang out with you. If you don't react in fear, doubt, and unbelief, you must feed them with your belief. Fear is a belief. Fear is the opposite of faith. In this movie, the way that the demons showed up was people would read about it, That's why I tell you guys it's very difficult and dangerous for you to read what I've read. If you read what I read without having the disposition that I got, you will have the demons, because when, guess what? When you can see them, they can see you. When you read about them, they read about you. You don't mess with them, they don't mess with you. If you believe in them, they believe in you. Because the universe, as we've revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified, God is the law of reciprocation. God is the law of mutual exchange. God is the law of like produces like. God is the law of equivalent exchange. God is the law of vibrational match. God is the law of kind produces kind. God is the law of identical privilege, identical rights, identical intensity. If you got fear, whatever amount of fear you got is the demon that matches it. He comes into your life based upon you. So you create your own demons, or you draw your own demons, or you summon your own demons with your fear. Fear is the opposite of faith. In this movie, it's crazy. This movie was so accurate as far as based upon my personal experience. I was watching it with my wife, and I couldn't believe it. She went to sleep, and I was like, babe, this movie's crazy. So the devil has a system that works on fear. God has a system that works on faith. Which one are you operating in? So the enemy comes into your life based upon your fear. But it's also based upon your guilt. Because what is fear? People think fear is being afraid. No, fear is being worried. Fear is being concerned. Fear is being caring. Do you know that caring is a form of fear? It's the craziest thing since sliced bread. Every thought that you have has the potential to contain fear. Now, think about, my brothers and sisters, the different types of fear that is masked like love or care. What about all the phobias that we have? What about all of the different concerns that we got? You have a bill. What is anxiety? What if you got a concern that your husband or your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend might leave you? That's called separation anxiety. But what is it really? Fear. What does that do? Demon. They show up based upon your fear. See, fear is just like any other emotion. It's based upon false information appearing real. Now, fear is based upon facts. So the devil knows that what you are afraid of is real because it actually has facts. Let me give you an example. What about bills? That's fear. Everything on earth is fear-based. Look at the news tonight. They're going to tell you that crime has increased in your neighborhood. That's based upon what? Statistics. That's facts. So your brain is going to tell you, we got statistics that show that crime has increased in your neighborhood. Be concerned. That's fear. Demon shows up in your life. Now, you don't know that because, again, you don't think like God. Because, again, 1 Timothy chapter 1. Now, again, this is not no damn make-believe. This is how I defeated the devil and got him out of my life. This is how my son don't have seizures no more. The doctors can't figure it out. I took him off medication. They told me my son was freaking a baby. They had that strapped up on all kinds of stuff, pumping him full of drugs. I didn't even know who he was no more. He couldn't even recognize me. So I prayed and I said, hell no. I'm going to defeat this devil with my brain. And I set my son down and I told him, every time you feel like something is coming over you, read 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. I told my daughter, who's a junior in high school right now, fighting this demon right now. And I'm talking about somebody who read in a book. She's been fighting that demon since she was 8. It started when I was 8. The sins of the fathers passed down to the son. My father had the same demon. My mother had mental problems. Her mother had mental problems. But the mental problem stops with me because I defeated the devil, and I'm teaching you how to do it. It's a mental war. Every day you wake up, your mind, your ruling disposition must be diligent. At the end of this movie, the lady said something. I don't want to spoil the movie for you guys because you got to watch it, man. You got to watch it because I know y'all don't believe me, but I know you'll believe a Hollywood movie, right? Hey, if it's in a movie, right, bruh? Come on now. Doc don't know what the hell he's talking about, but the movies, hey, Hollywood, they're going to pay millions of dollars to make a movie. Surely they got it right. So I want y'all to go watch the movie because y'all might believe the movie since you don't believe me. You cannot. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, man. What you're doing physically don't mean shiznit. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how many muscles you got. I don't care what you can do. You can take karate all you want. You can practice yoga. You can practice Tai Chi. You can do breathing techniques. You can eat healthy. You can be a vegetarian. You can drink alkalinity water. You can freaking sun gaze. None of that shizness works. The only way to defeat the devil is defeat him the same way God defeated him. So when Lucifer said, I want to sit on the sides of the north, when he took Yahushua up on a mountaintop and he says, hey, bow down before me and all of these things will be yours, was he offering something that he didn't have? Was it a lie? The devil never comes at you with a lie. He comes at you with the freaking truth. Don't you got more bills than money? Yes. So shouldn't you be concerned how the hell you going to pay them? No. It's a freaking bill. Bills ain't got no power over me. I ain't worried about no damn bills. If I got money, I pay them. If I don't, I ain't paying them. You want your shizness? Come pick it up. I'm still going to sleep. See, fear comes, but it's not fear. Fear comes as a healthy concern. The doctor gives you some bad news. Shouldn't you be concerned about it? No. I tell people this every day. They look at me like I'm crazy. I don't do fear, brother. I don't do fear. People suffer from a loss of, how can we put this? Abandonment. That was me. Nobody loved me. My mother died. There was all my grandparents. Y'all know the story. Everybody was in the room. Everybody of my siblings had a place to go. They started talking about Willie. Oh, no, he's too bad. My first grandmother said, no, I can't take him. My father's grandmother, my father's mother's mother, my great-grandmother said, oh, no, I can't do no with Willie. That boy, too bad. I'm too old to try to worry with him. My aunts and uncles, nobody said that they took my black ass to an orphanage home. Thankfully, the state said, you as biological father, so you got to pay us the money that we paying them to take care of your son because you ain't taking care of him. So my dad said, oh, yeah, bring that Negro over here. First day I got there, the first day, he tells me, Negro, we don't want you here, so therefore you don't get a key. So I'm thinking, how am I supposed to get in? I live here. Wait for me or Betty to get home. We'll let you in. So I'm sitting on the porch, 10, 11 o'clock at night. I break in through the window into my own house. My dad comes home and beat the snot out of me. Packed my shizness, put it in a freaking pillowcase, and I was out. Been on my own since I was freaking 13, bruh. So what do you think I suffer from? Abandonment disorder. How many times y'all have left my first wife? 25 times in a 24-year relationship. What about, I can bring my current wife on here. Right now, what do you think she'll tell me? Oh, that nigga will pack his shit and move in a minute. Why? Fear. Fear of rejection. Fear of loss of connectedness. Fear of not being wanted. Fear of not being respected. Fear of not being valued. The devil shows up in my house every day. Brother Will, that girl don't love you, bruh. Her family don't love you. They're going to drop your ass like a hot potato. Sneeze and watch what happens. So you better leave now, bro. Beat them to the punch. Fear. It comes in the form of a healthy concern. Based upon truth. Your mother died when you was a little kid. Your daddy didn't want you. None of your aunts and uncles wanted you. You think she wants you? So I don't see no value in myself. So how the hell am I going to have value in my products? So I had to fight that demon. How did I fight him? How do I fight him? Every day I fight the same demon. Every day. Every day he comes back. Hey, Brother Will, can we come back? Hell no. So they come back tomorrow, knocking on my door. Hey, Brother Will, let us in, homie. I got seven more worse than the last ones. We're going to take good care of you, brother. But no, thank you. Appreciate y'all. Fear doesn't come, brother, in the form of something that scares you. Fear comes in the form of something that has psychologically whooped you. Fear comes in the form of a psychobiological status that is manufactured biologically in your brain. It's a biological war that is manifested electrically that controls your body signals chemically. It is a standardized biological reaction that is based upon signals from your body that is released from your brain because of a healthy phobia. Some people have fear of annihilation, fear of death for whatever reasons, but it's valid. They saw somebody die. Some people have fear of mutilation, so they cut themselves. Some people have anxiety from animals and bugs. Some people have fear of being paralyzed, or what they call fear of autonomy. Some people have fear of, like me, of the ego, fear of humiliation, fear of shame. So if you have this, if you were as a little kid, if you was not proved, if you had a thought and somebody humiliated you, you got fear of ego death. So you fight every day to keep your ego alive. You walk around like a testosterone-driven egomaniac. So every day you wake up, anytime somebody says anything to challenge your ego, you go the off. Why? Because you have fear of ego death. The fear of the ego being humiliated. Let somebody look at you wrong. Hey, dog, you got a problem? Man, you'll fight anybody, anywhere, anytime. You don't give a damn. When I was little, I looked for fight. I walked around with the I wish the Negro would mentality. I picked fight with dude that was 6'5", 300. And they would laugh at me like, look, dude, what the hell are you going to boom? I would hit him. Pick up a brick, a rock, anything. So everybody in my hood knew, hey, that fool, man, I don't know what's wrong with him. He wild. Just don't mess with me. I just stay away from him. So everybody knew, man, hey, one punch Willie. Don't mess with that dude. He wound too tight. Why? Fear of humiliation. I wasn't going to be disrespected, bruh. Fear of disapproval. Fear of disintegration. Fear of being loved. Fear of being capable. Fear of being worthy. Because when I was a young whippersnapper, they say, Negro, we want you to be heard. We'll ring your chime. Be seen and not heard. So I had all of them, brother. There were five major fears. I had them all. So I had to fight through. So, Brother Will, you've explained this problem, bro. What's the solution? Thankfully, the same thing that's inside the movie Dead Awake, how you are dead while you are awake. How do you become awake while you're awake? Right now, you are part of what I call the walking dead. You don't know you're dead, but you're dead. You think this world, you think what you're doing is the shizness. You're dead, dog. You're dead. How do I know? Because the same vibration I had, you got. I feel it in your bones. I sense it in your voice, in your concern, in your emotional connectedness with shizness that don't matter. You say, hey, Brother Will, man, you know, I don't know how to, I'm concerned about this. I used to be concerned about that, too. I used to be concerned about my job. I used to be concerned about my health. I used to be concerned about the status of my relationships. I used to be concerned about whether my children loved me or not, whether I was a good father or not. I used to be concerned. I was concerned about everybody except myself. In the movie, the lady's in the dream, and her twin sister comes up to her and said, this is how you defeated, and this is why that entity, they call it the old lady, that sits on your chest at night when you're trying to sleep. She said the only way that this girl defeated it, she didn't even know, was she was selfish. That's why everybody tell you don't be selfish, because the demons know. The moment you see worth and value in yourself, that's the moment that you don't see worth and value in your fears. The moment that you say no to somebody else's dream is the moment that you say yes to your own. Demons got to go then. Why? You're taking all of your emotion, all of your energy, and you're putting it on your purpose, not on your flesh. See, the trick of the devil is to make sure that you do what I talked about. Now, you guys heard the metaphysics of Lucifer. You know how he works. I used to be his right-hand man. I didn't read about the devil. I was him. I was an IMP, and I used EMP to become a PIMP. You've heard the story, right? Everybody heard my testimony. I was an IMP. Look it up in dictionary.com. What does it mean? Little devil. I used EMP. Remember? Electrical magnetic pulse. Notice it's both electrical and magnetic. What's a thought? What is light? A light. Light is the electricity and magnetism. What is a thought? Electricity and magnetism. Why do police departments now use thought bombs? What are they threatening the world with now? A thought bomb. Why? It cuts out all the Wi-Fi. It destroys all electronics. It turns off all engines. These thought bombs, these electrical magnetic pulse. That's what I was trained. The Lucifer trained me well. Like I told you, hey, people tell me all the time, well, brother, I don't understand why people do bad stuff. Why? Really? I know why I did bad stuff. Shit, it was good. I don't know what people are talking about sin is bad. No, sin is damn good. In fact, sin pays very good. That's what the Bible says. Sin is pleasurable for a moment. It is. Trust me. Been there, done that. So I use my thoughts. I use my mind to manipulate. That's why I have a book called Masters of Manipulation. I tell you everything that I used to do. I was damn good. In fact, I ain't met nobody else better than me. I could mind elf people when they was on Mars. Because I was trained by Lucifer, the best in the business. And I used my electrical magnetic pulse, my thought, to mind elf people. And I pimped PIMP so I could control other people to get other people to do what I wanted them to do. How does the devil work? I broke that down yesterday with my show. And if you ain't heard that too, you need to get that show quick. Because I'm getting ready to take it offline. This is all going to be part of my new paid series that I'll be rolling out here in the next couple of days. But what does that mean, Doc? Well, in the movie, they told the girl, hey, the demons couldn't mess with you because you saw value and worth in you. See, demons can only mind elf people who are scared. People who have fear, doubt, and unbelief. But it's not the kind of fear that you think. It's the kind of fear that comes in the form of a good worry. Now, you have a mother or father, they're sick. So you worried about them. Demon shows up. So, Doc, what are you saying? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. You are not God, contrary to popular belief. You can't save nobody. You can't send nobody to hell. You can't send nobody to heaven. Only thing that you can do is do what God has empowered you to do. Well, what has God has empowered me to do? This is what God has empowered you to do. 2 Timothy, I think I said 1 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Verse 7. This is what I've done all my life. This is what I trained my children to do. And it's worked for us very well, and it worked for everybody else. And I was in Hollywood movies, so hey, if Hollywood is saying it again, it got to be correct. So Hollywood says, for this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. So notice where the gift is at. That's the first problem. See, the first problem is everybody is looking for something outside of them. And the gift is inside of you. See, we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. You got it. Now, you think you don't got it. That's where the devil has power over you. See, the devil has no power over me because, see, I know greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. See, I know. I don't believe it. I didn't read it in the book. I had to live it. I had to go through. I was in the belly of the well. I was in the lion's den. I was in the fiery furnace. And so I had to. I couldn't see. I grew up dirt poor. I haven't met nobody that grew up poorer than me. So I've been there. I've been sick. I've been with this quote-unquote dis-ease. I've been ignorant. I'm a functional. I was watching the story of Dexter Manley. Man, if y'all haven't seen Dexter Manley, remember Dexter Manley played for the Washington Redskins way back in the day? You have to watch it called A Football Life on ESPN. If you have not seen the life story of Dexter Manley, man, it brought tears to my eyes because that was me. I didn't tell nobody I could not read or write. I graduated from high school and I was a functional illiterate. I went to the Marine Corps and I freaking couldn't even pass the ASVAB to get in. Dexter Manley had the same problem. Fear, brothers and sisters, is how they work. They hang out with you because you are an emotional little wreck because you don't know who you are. That's why I tell everybody who I am. And I tell everybody who they are. And my whole life is based upon doing Dear Kennedy reports. Now, I'm asking everybody that actually see worth and value in this. What I want to do is get to the program, get to the place where my program is free to everybody. The only way that I can do that, right now I charge $5,000 for my Clarinomics program. Everybody on earth has to take this program because nobody, I haven't met nobody who's teaching how to think, how to fight, and manifest like God. I haven't found nobody. I found this new age stuff that has to do with diet, that has to do with, again, meditation, that has to do with the ascended masters. All of this is serpentine magic. All of this is serpent worship. See, what I've done is I saw how the devil infiltrated God's system. And he married them too, so he makes you just effective enough to go out there, and until you meet a big demon, you can defeat the little ones with the magic. That's why in all of the movies, the Catholic Church, the priest does good until the big demon shows up, and then he gets his ass whooped. So I ask God, God, how does Lucifer have more power than you? When I watched that one movie where the priest got possessed, I forgot what it was called. It was, you know, Anthony Hopkins was in that movie. How the devil got more power than God? Until I found out that the devil and God were the same. At least the little one. So everybody has Lucifer, and they think he's the Pleroma. So the big G is not on the planet. So you got to go off the planet. Now, at least that's what I did. Now, what does that mean? That means quantum consciousness. I call it crest. Toss consciousness, because it goes above the constellations and above Constantine, because Constantine replaced the constellations. Now, again, that's all serpent worship, because why? According to the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 16, somewhere now, Satan, that old dragon, who has deceived the whole world. Because again, in my book, The Cosmic Rator, according to the ancient text, now you can watch Zen, you can listen to Zen Garcia. He breaks it down a whole lot better than me. But hey, I'm not interested in revealing the feathered serpent. I used to be the dude. I know how it works. I can explain it without the ancient text. But if you need proof, because again, obviously you're not going to believe me. But if you need the proof, hey, there's a plethora of books and dudes out there, especially Brother Zen Garcia, Brother Jonathan Cleck, John the Baptist. Those dudes break down Lucifer and your prior existence with the Father and how paganism and Christianity is combined. I've been talking about this for 25 years. Now I'm talking about the solution. I'm tired of talking about the problem. What is the solution, Doc? The solution is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Why I keep saying 1 Timothy? 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. And it is, for God has not given us a spirit of fear or a spirit of timidity. So if God did not give us a spirit of timidity, if God did not give us a spirit of cowardness, if God did not give us a spirit of fear, if he did not give us a spirit of fearfulness, where the hell did it come from? So God gave us three things. Now, if you don't get nothing out of this message today, 25 hours in this Hidden Science series, I need you to get these three things. I also would like, for everybody that's serious, I posted it on my Facebook page. I'm going to put it on my Instagram. I'm going to try the whole Eagles Club thing again. I would like to work with more people. So I have a smaller group that I'm working with right now, and I'm teaching them exactly what I'm sharing on this public broadcast. So the goal, my original goal was to get a bunch of people that's paying me $20 a month. $20 a month is, hey, you blow that at McDonald's. Anybody can go to you PayPal and pay $20 a month. That's nothing. But if I had a group of people paying me $20 a month, I could do this for free because everybody that's part of the group, every book, every show, everything I've ever done, everything I ever do, from now until Yahushua comes back, you have access to it. Or I just continue to do what I'm doing right now. I have a small group of 5 to 10 people who are paying me, you know, anywhere from $5,000, $10,000, to get access to this information, because this is the only information. I know I'm not the Lone Ranger. That's not what I'm saying. Same thing that God has done for me, he can do for you. Do you need me? Absolutely not. All I'm saying is that I'm going to get you there a lot faster because I've already done it. So you can continue to do it yourself, or if you want to get there yesterday, like I told you guys, Everybody that's a part of the Clarinomics program, they came in at $5,000. So I would like to do what I'm doing now for that group for $20 and make it available for everybody. But again, if everybody gave $20, I could do this. So that's the goal. The goal is to get a group of 100, 200, 5,000, I don't know. I have 5,000 people that listen to these shows on Blog Talk, average. The average show I do on Blog Talk is viewed or heard by 5,000 people on average. Hell, if I just had 100 of them who went to PayPal and set up an auto pay and just paid me $20, I could do this for free. That's the goal. And if that makes sense to you, email me. Let me know, Doc. You ain't got to send me no money at this point because, again, if I don't have enough people, then there's no reason to doing it. I just continue doing what I'm doing because what I'm doing is working because there's a small group of people that see the worth and value. Tomorrow I'm going to be interviewing one of those people, Brother Roman. Then hopefully I'll be able to bring, you know, some of the other people, maybe Brother Jasper and, you know, Sister Ellen or Sister Arlene or, you know, Sister Seda or some of the many people that I've assisted who went through the Clarinomics program and who's going through the Clarinomics program. So you can hear from them how this program works and why it's so important. So let's look at the three things that allows you to think and to operate and vibrate like God, just like God, to override your fear. So that way you walk in faith. Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he gave us power. Now, I've talked about how something got to be in your voice. Right now, you go up against, the devil shows up, and you don't have this in your voice. So, the Bible says, Peter we know, Paul we know, but who are you? Why? They don't recognize your voice. Now, remember, in the cartoon, in the movie, The Lion King, now, in The Lion King, Mufasa was a king that had a son, Simba, if I remember correctly. And the hyenas had him cornered. And he growled or roared. Rawr! And they all started laughing. Dude, that's the best you got. And they was getting ready to slice and dice him until he roared again. But this time when he roared, his father roared, or his father was in his voice. Now, we know, because you've listened to the series already, that the word voice means, again, there's a tone or there's a frequency in your voice. See, right now you got something wrapped around your voice. It's called a histone, H-I-S-T-O-N. It's in your DNA. Again, I have it inside of my book. Now, you can go to Google right now, type in the word histone. Look it up. It's a biological manipulation of your DNA. But the question is, who's, now the word tone means frequency. It means wave. Now remember, a wave is a disturbance. It's a dis-ease. It is a disposition. It is a dis word, a D-I-S. D-I-S words are usually not good words because that means it's interrupting. Disposition means I'm going to take you out of your position. Dis-ease, I'm going to take you out of your ease. Disharmony means I'm going to take you out of being harmony. So a disturbance means I'm going to interrupt you, what you and God got going on. So a his tone is his, Lucifer, frequency. Lucifer is all in your body. That's called genetically engineered. That's why they putting that crap in your food, to continue the manipulation. Now, remember, Lucifer cannot create. He can only manipulate. So he's just manipulating you and God's frequency. My job is to give you power or to show you, let me rephrase it. I can't give you nothing, but I can show you the power that you already got. Number one, power. Dunamis power. Now, remember, Jesus left from the age of 18 to 30. He came back, and he started talking and said, oh, time out. Ain't that the carpenter's son? And they said, yeah, that's that fool. And then they said, where did that fool get his power from? He left. He was just a little knuckle-snotty-nosed kid. Now he come back. He speaks as one who has authority. And they all said, where did he get his authority from? So the same place where Jesus got his authority from is the same place I got my authority from. And it's the same place you got to get your authority from. Where you get it from? The big G. How do you get it? Personal, private, productive relationship with the big G. You hang out with him. You talk to him. You realize that, hey, greater is he. You realize that he's in you. You realize that you don't need no Reverend Dr. Bishop. You don't need no freaking, you know, sacred seance. You don't need no sage. You don't need no 40 Hail Marys. You ain't got to stand on your head. You ain't got to walk around in the block 15 times. You ain't got to do all of this shiznits, all this hoop jumping everybody got. And they telling you to do. This is what I did. I got rid of all the hoop jumping. And I just said one thing. Father, if you real, I'm going to need you to do something, bruh. I'm going to need you to show yourself because I can't find you on this planet. Guess what? He found me. That's all I did. I taught my children to do that. All of my children, they might not be religious, but they're all spiritual. Why? Because they saw their dad struggle. They saw me license all them. They was in church, and the people that in church beat them behind my back, took our money. And when we was getting kicked out, they all saw why the church leadership says, oh, brother, where's your faith? You teach faith. Where's yours? That was the best thing that could happen to me. Why? It forced me to depend upon God and not men. See, many people got money, and they have that over God. But see, I have God over money. Why? Power. Where the power come from? The power comes for me from having a personal, private, productive relationship with the big G, not the little one. What does that mean? That means I had to go through experiences where no man could help me, only God. Now, Brother Will, what exactly does that look like? This is what it looks like. It looks exactly like this. You got a problem, you make a concrete decision. Now, in the movie, Dead Awake, at the end, the lady said this word. That I have a entire book. I got three books based off of this one word. And they said it in the movie. I told my wife. My wife said, yeah, I know. You got a book called Diligence. She went back to sleep. What does that mean, brothers and sisters? The devil knows you can't make a decision because you're scared. Because you don't know if you're making the right one. Now, that's healthy. You had a fork in the road. And the fork, you don't know whether to go left or right. You should be a little like, hey, which way do I go? This is how I figured it out. Father, which way do I go? There's something in my gut. Now, I've been saying this, and I'm hoping you guys have been writing it down. Now, remember, 25-hour series. This is the last one. Everybody got intuition. That is what God paid to get your attention. Now, tuition is the price that you pay to go in. That's why it's called intuition. Now, you got to pay that. Thankfully, God paid it for you in the form of Yahushua. Whether you believe in Yahushua or not, another study for another time. That's irrelevant. He already did it for you. Even if you don't believe in him, he believes in you. Thank you. Next question. So you got to have intuition, brother. You got to have intuition, sister. You got to have the ability to go in. You got to have enthusiasm. It's not an option. You got to have it. That's how you know God's in it, because the word enthusiasm means God in it. So you're doing something and you're like, oh, man, I don't care if I do this or not. Yeah, get out of it. Because why? When you go up against the devil, you have no power. The power comes from you being in your position. I call it diakonia. Since you don't know your position, you don't have no power. Now, remember, Yahushua had power because he had a title. You got one of those? You got a title? I got one. It's called Master Teacher 33. It's called Didactic Teacher. It's called Bethesda. It's called Builder of the Temple. So I got a title. Now, I didn't read about it. It's inside my DNA. My DNA just expresses it. So your title is in your DNA. That's why I teach that in my Clarinamas temple building. I teach you how to build your temple. That's number one, power. Power comes from the position. It doesn't come from the person. The power comes from the position. Yahushua got his, because again, the Bible says that your gift will make room for you and take you before kings. It didn't say your personhood. It says your gift. So if you don't know your gift, you can't go before the king. It's not going to make room for you on earth. So when the devil shows up, he's going to look at you. What's your gift? And if you can't answer that question, they walk through you like butter. The power comes from the position, brother. The power comes from the position. You better know for sure. I'm not talking about no guesswork. I'm not talking about no freaking skill. I'm not talking about no multi-level marketing scheme. I'm talking about you know your God-ordained gift before you got here on earth. Because the gift that you had in heaven is the same gift that you had here on earth. God's gifts are without recompense. That means God doesn't take it back. So the same thing I did in before the fall is what I do after the fall. I still do the same thing. Same thing I was doing in heaven, because my name means Bethesda. Builder of the temple. Didactic teacher. That's what I'm doing right now. Number one, power. You got to have it. Number two, love. Man, woo! Remember, three things you got to have. Intuition, enthusiasm, inspiration. That means intensity. The word inspiration or inspirational means in spirit. That's another word for love. Now, The Bible has a whole love chapter. If you need all the definitions of the word love, you can read 1 Corinthians, what is it, 13. Since we're out of time, you got to have love. Demons walk through people who are not doing and who are not with. If you're with the person that you're with, if you don't love that person, the devil is going to be in your marriage, in your relationship. In fact, he's going to be running it. Something happened with me and my wife this morning. I was like, what the hell? How'd that happen? The devil's testing. Say, hey, dog, let me just test the waters a little bit. Let me just bing. It didn't work, though. Why? Love. I know my wife would not do that. Thankfully, my wife is learning that I'm not going to do that. So the devil's going to show up, brother. The devil's going to show up so that the sea. He's going to show up at your job, and the supervisor's going to say, well, you know, we got to cut somebody. And, you know, last man in, first man out. And you're like, oh, man, you get all scared. Now, if you're doing your job and you're good at your job, last man in, they're going to come to you and say, you're the best one we got. So we don't care if you've been last one in. You've been here 1 week, and we got Jim Bob over here that's been here 25 years. Jim Bob is gone. Why? You know what you're doing. You're a valuable asset. You bring more to the company than you take. Pay you X amount of dollars, but you're providing twice that. Remember, the universe works upon the law of equivalent exchange. So if you give more in use value than you take in monetary value, you good. Always. Love, brothers and sisters. The Luciferians can't do love. They do hate. So when you show up, that's why Jesus, everywhere Jesus went, they were like, oh, man, here's this love dude. Let's slap him on his cheek. Slap him on his cheek, he turned it in the other cheek. Let's take his coat. Or his shirt. They take his coat. Jesus said, hey, give him the shirt, give him my cloak, give him everything. See, Jesus came, Yahushua came. Whether you believe in him or not, I don't give a bleep. You can believe in Muhammad, you can believe in Lucifer. Just do it with love. Because guess what? Love will automatically override your false belief system. Guaranteed. Remember, I started off this, I was basically an atheist. On January the 1st of 2009, I said, there can't be no God. Because if that was a God, he would not allow my mom to die when I was a kid. He would have not allowed me to get beat when I was a freaking kid. He would not allow me to get starved. He would not have me walk around freaking sprinkling tickling blood. He would not have me get baptized every freaking Friday. There was no way on earth there's a freaking God. Because God would not abuse children. That was my thinking when I was 8. So I knew there was no God. So God said, well, let me prove myself to you. And so God sent people into my life that loved me. And I did everything in my life to destroy that love. And they said, we still love you. You ain't going to love me after this. Yeah, let me do this. They said, yeah, we still love you. What? So I do something else. But we still love you. What? How y'all do that? So I had to figure out this love thing. I remember Emma Jean, man, I did everything I could. My mama was in. She said, this woman trying to replace my mama. The only lady. Then I had three mamas. And I did everything in my could to everything in my relationship, everything in my power to destroy my relationship with these women that God sent into my life because they knew he was a little knucklehead with a hole in his heart because he lost his biological mother when he was 8. Even my current wife, I've done everything I can to destroy my marriage. She said, honey, I still love you. I still forgive you. Her mother and father, I've done everything in my power to try to destroy my relationship with my. I've never had no freaking in-laws. Know what they say? Just went to church on Sunday. Her father hugged me and said, man, brother, we love you, man. We miss you. Her mother calls me and asks me how I'm doing. What the? Where they do that at? Love, brothers. Love destroys the freaking yoke. I don't give a damn what demon is out there. He can't live in love. And since you don't got it, they got you. And until you walk in love, nothing in your life will work. And every demon on earth will be at your house. But when you finally isolate and vibrate in love, that's why you cannot be in a relationship with somebody that you don't love, that you ain't willing to freaking lay down your life for and die. Because what you're doing is you're calling demons into your house. You don't even know it. You can't do anything that you don't love. You cannot put your, the Bible says you can't put your plow, you can't put the, I mean, the first commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. The Bible said this is the whole gospel. So why y'all talking Ten Commandments? You talking about Buddha, Islam, you talking about all this other bullshit. The Bible said, let me sum it up for you, bro. Two statements. Love the Lord your God. Notice it said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And the second is just like the first. love your neighbor as yourself. On this, the whole gospel, everything can be summed up. So while you learning all this other stuff, you might want to get those two principles down first. The demons will leave you alone. I'm not talking about somebody read up a book. This is what I did, and it worked. Number one, power. Number two, love. Number three, and woo! Now remember, reverse the process. On this earth, Lucifer takes the truth according to Isaiah. He turns it upside down and in reverse. So this is what I taught my daughters. This is what I taught my sons. Sound mind, love, and power. The Bible says power, love, and sound mind. So Lucifer turned it upside down so he could trick you. So I just flipped it back. So first thing I told my daughter, I said, my son, and again, they had severe epilepsy, still got it. Doctors don't know how, my son, they don't know how his foot don't have seizures no more. They don't know how I don't have seizures. My brain, when they hooked me up right now today, my brain has an electrical storm. So my body should be seizing as I'm speaking right now, but it's not. So doctors don't know why I don't have seizures. Because I learned sound mind. So I learned how to exact a sound mind when I was 8. That's why I was knocking fools out twice my size. Because I have a brain that said, that dude is big. While he's talking, look at, he underestimates you. He's over there bragging. He call you little Negro over there. See that brick over there? Yeah, get that brick. Walk over there, and while he's over there talking all that trash to his buddies, click. So that's what I did. And it worked like clockwork. Now, that's the bad side of understanding a sound mind. A sound mind means reason and logic. It means sophrenos mas in the Greek. I have a whole book that breaks it down that I wrote when I was freaking 20. Sound mind. If you don't have that, brothers and sisters, you don't have love. And if you don't have love, you don't have power. So remember, everything that the devil done, he takes it and he turns it upside down. He takes the truth and he flips it. So when I started doing Dear Canary reports and I was running, remember, people are not finding their niche. And I asked God, he said, hey, take the numbers, turn them upside down. So I did my own numbers. I turned them up. My life changed. Now I'm doing everybody else and I have my life optimization chart. So I tell everybody, hey, take your life path number, put it last. Because Lucifer took the truth. Now, remember, because he can't create it, but he can manipulate it. So he is a, that's why you have a lumiferous gene. It's designed, lumen means to illuminate. Ferens means to interfere. So Illuminati means to illuminate or to interfere with the illumination. So God is going to illuminate you anyway. So what the devil did is he saw God's plans. Now remember, he was God's right-hand man. He looks over God's shoulder. He said, hey, God's got a plan to create another type of kind. Remember, he has the angelic kind. Then he has the jinn, the fire beings. So he wanted to create another type of being made out of clay. Now remember, when he created Adamu, remember, in the, now it says it in the, which is crazy, it has it in the Quran. It said that the jinns, the fire beings, saw the clay beings and said, oh, yeah, we're not going to hang out with them dudes. And God said, God told them, I ain't asking you. They're going to be over you. And the fire being says, that's bullshit. I don't think so. We're made out of fire. Them suckers is made out of clay. And God says, well, you need to give them the respect. So Lucifer, the fire being, the phosphate being says, bump you, God, we out. And he took 200 or a third of the angels with him. And then God said, okay, I'm going to glorify, I'm going to animate the clay beings to replace you. And your. So there's openings in heaven. He's replacing fire beings with clay beings. That's what's going on. And you are applying for the position right now. You don't even know it. So again, the Bible says, if you're going to run the race as somebody who wants to win. So I'm trying to teach you how to win. I ain't running the race to be a part of the team. I ain't running the race. I'm running the race to freaking come in first place, homie. So I don't know what y'all doing, but I'm trying to win. Wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship now. Not tomorrow. Not next week. I'm whooping demons today. Every day I wake up, I got an agenda. One agenda. Whoop demons with spirits. That's my agenda. I wake up every day. I'm establishing heaven on earth. Our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed would be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth, brother. On earth, sister, as it is in heaven. So the devil came down and he set up his own kingdom on earth. I'm here to destroy the kingdom of the devil with the kingdom of God on earth today. Now, everybody else is waiting for Jesus to come back next week or whenever he's coming. That's cool. But while y'all waiting, I'm building temples. I'm establishing the kingdom of God on earth now because that's my mandate. That's my calling. That's my corporate mission. Now, everybody's personal mission falls under or falls in line with my corporate mission. That's why we are on the same page. That's why we vibe. So, everybody, and I'm way over time, so let me close. If this message vibrates with you, and I know it does, otherwise you wouldn't be listening, please email me. Because once I get a group of 100 people together, I'm going to stop charging this. And I'm going to go ahead and we're going to start our online Christos, which I've been trying to get started for eons. But I know the enemy's, you know, he know what I'm doing. He ain't stupid. He don't want me to get this started and get it off the ground. Now, if there's one benefactor, that guy, you got deep pockets, you want to fund the whole thing, hey, we can do that too. But the goal is to establish the Eagles Club and everybody, the Eagles University, the Christos or the Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly. And we're going to meet every Saturday, and it's going to be a virtual church. It will be online or an assembly. And everybody that's a part of the organization is chipping in $20. And so that way, no people, I can get rid of charging, you know, a few people a lot of money, and everybody just pays a little money. And everybody pays $20, and hey, I got 100 people, 200 people, 300 people paying me $100. I mean, $20 every month, we good. And we start effecting a positive change in a dark world. My goal is to establish heaven on earth. That's what Clarinomics. Clarinomics is the thoughts. It is the mind. It is the economy of the celestial realm in a terrestrial plane. That's Clarinomics. So we're going to establish the big G in the little G's territory. That's what God is doing. God says, okay, little G, so you think you're smarter than me. So I'm going to take, first of all, I'm going to get my children. Then after I get my children, I'm going to regene your children and give them glorified bodies after the order of Melchizedek. You think the devil is happy? It's like if I go into your, if I take your children and say, hey, I'm going to adopt all your children. I'm going to change all their last name to Rogers, and they're going to call me daddy. Wouldn't you be pissed off? Yeah, the devil's pissed off because God is taking his children. He's taking his throne. He's taking his creation, and he's regening it, and he's establishing a new Jerusalem, which is new clay. Jerusalem is the cells in your body. The new clay is the nucleus, is your cell. So every blood cell in your body is being regened to establish a new generation. That's what the Bible talks about, the new generation. He's talking about the new genes. Man, I don't want to start preaching. That's a whole other topic. So brothers and sisters, remember, how do you think and fight like God? How do you feel like God? How do you manifest like God? Remember, number one, there is no fear. I don't care how it's packaged. Get rid of your fear. How do you get rid of your fear? Bump it. How do you bump it? Number one, sound mind. Think. Anybody need help with the sound mind? I'll send you that course, that book I did for free. Just email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I give you my book, Sophrenes Mas. Sophrenes Mas is the Greek word that means sound mind. How to establish a sound mind so you can stop wandering off in left field and doing all of this emotional stuff. No. You see this? I don't give a flying beep what it looks like. Your bank account says no money. I don't give a flying beep because you got thoughts. You got creation. You can create your own money. You don't need no paper in the bank. You got a current in your head. So you override that. You overstand it with a sound mind. That sound mind leads to a love of purpose. And that love of purpose gives you power to fulfill purpose. So everything starts with Sophrenes Mas. And then it goes to agape or agapeo. Then it goes to dunamis. Those are the Greek words that give you the English word. Again, Sophrenes Mas, agapo or agape, and dunamis or dynamite. Come on, somebody. If you got those three things, you walk through demons and you become Neo, or you become like a boy in a matrix. When the agents see you, they run. Right now, you're running from them. But you need to be a demon destroyer, a spiritual warrior. That's what I'm training. I'm training spiritual warriors because I've been a spiritual light warrior boot camp already. So I'm establishing people who think act, walk, breathe, just like God. So just like Simba in the movie The Lion King, when you roar, your roar sounds exactly like God. And every demon above the earth, on the earth, and under the earth said, oh, shiznits, God is here. Because in your voice is the frequency and the tone of the Almighty. When that happens, brother and sister, you can walk through the valley of shadow and death, and you will fear no evil. You can trample on snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by no means harm you, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Email me today, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, because we got a work to do. Let's get busy. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Just call me a humble servant of the Most High. May the Ruach and the Pneumah continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my anointed brother, as always, my beautiful sister, I will see
you. They wanted to, because now everybody is shell-shocked. We had trauma. We've been having traumatic nights always. I want to get away from it a lot. I tried to get away from it, but you can't. That's what they taught me. The streets didn't teach me that thug life can never die. The world taught me that. I thought I could retire and move on. When I moved on to some so-called real world, the civilized world, these motherfuckers is worse than the niggas in the street.
This is just the basics, I feed it with attitude. Welcome to the matrix, the option is red or blue. I've been trying to make it to change up my latitude, but I don't think it matters, cause takers is trying to kill us. They play us like a game while they sit on top of they pillars. I chose to make a change cause I'm nothing but a gorilla. Bitch, I'm going realer than any rapper you feel her. Cause I'm 100 proof and I'm soaking all in your liver. If you sipping Jola, you feel the truth bubble quicker. Can't keep a 9 to 5 cause my mind is all in the sky. Ain't talking, getting high, I'm just praying please to my God. Cause governments just keep us in corners until we die. Secret people keeping their secrets and telling lies. Illusions still so potent, I see right through when I'm smoking. My brother's in the prison while mama's raising the children. They ain't got no future, they growing up just to kill them. I'm talking about the system, it's twisted with plenty victims. Your innocence is guilty, so I'm rapping with a message. But you don't get the profit, cause you probably chasing profit. Revenue and that shit don't ever work for Broderick. I'm just trying to figure out where they get the logic. And I'm just trying to figure out how we all can dodge it. Cause I've been hitting avenues trying to get it popping. I'm pissed off cause they don't ever wanna put the dot in.
Dot in, got in, we got to put the dot in. You sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, got in, don't let this world guide you. You sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, got in, we got to put the dot in. You sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, got in, don't let this world guide you. You sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in.
I hope that I'm not coming, I'm too radical. Cause when I go in for the Father, I'm the antidote, man. All I do is hold it down for that standard tone. Cause I was born like 15 miles right from the Alamo. If I didn't have the truth, then I'd be at a hoe. Man, I love it when Kiana tell me that it goes. This for Mia, cause I need to bring the Fede home. Man, I swear that I was born to this piano tone. Yes, I was made for this, so I'm gonna let this planet know. Man, I swear that this the realest that I ever wrote. Until I'm selling at the venue.
This be Jehovah, baby.
I would stop, but then he told me to continue.
I'm with Jehovah,
I'm thanking God for every day that he gets me to be a man and putting me in positions to execute all his plans. I'm independent and giving it everything that I have. With G-O-D in the math, you better sit down and add.
Got in, got in, we got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, got in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, got in, we got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, got in, don't let this world guide you.